I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Love is complicated because people are complicated. There are things we must have and things we absolutely will not tolerate. And in between, there is the messy gray area where we spend much of our lives. I think that gray area is like life's laboratory. It's where we learn to adapt, to admit to our own need to change, to ask for what we need, and to help the people we care about to evolve. It's where we learn the patience of sticking things out, and other times, the tact of leaving with kindness rather than acrimony. It's not easy. Sometimes the gray zone can feel like a circle of hell, but I suspect the emotional work we undertake while there is as important as anything else we might endeavor to do. In today's poem, Purple Bathing Suit, by former U.S. Poet Laureate Louise Glick, one person comes clean about what it feels like to be married to someone who isn't perfect. Like life, the poem is by turns funny and biting. It looks closely at the small things that create the fabric of a shared life. I envision the speaker as a she, though perhaps you'll envision a he or a they. Gender aside, what I see is a person able to find evidence of every relationship flaw in the way a significant other tends to the garden. I am reminded of the ways that married couples bicker through years and years of cohabitation and, yes, love. I think there are many things that make this poem remarkable, chief among them being its final stanza, and the way that the poem's speaker allows her or him or their self to be implicated in the relationship's deepest problems. I can't tell what the future of this relationship will be. The poem sits in a book that chronicles a divorce, so I suspect this poem tracks the kind of realization that sometimes allows people to set themselves free. Whether or not this is the case, the poem invites me into the gray zone as an empathetic observer. It offers me a new vocabulary for leveraging and accepting blame. And it reminds me that these moments of gravely serious realization are also sometimes undeniably funny. Purple Bathing Suit by Louise Glick. I like watching you garden with your back to me in your purple bathing suit. Your back is my favorite part of you, the part furthest away from your mouth. You might give some thought to that mouth. Also, to the way you weed, breaking the grass off at ground level when you should pull it by the roots. How many times do I have to tell you how the grass spreads, your little pile notwithstanding, in a dark mass, which by smoothing over the surface, you have finally fully obscured. Watching you stare into space in the tidy rows of the vegetable garden, ostensibly working hard, while actually doing the worst job possible. I think you are a small, irritating purple thing, and I would like to see you walk off the face of the earth because you are all that's wrong with my life, and I need you, and I claim you. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.